Just to clarify, these views that we speak of on our podcast are 100% our own and not those associated to anyone from Luton Town Football Club. Thank you very much.
Hello and welcome to Owen the Town. My name's Dave. With me is Mataro tonight. And you can see on the screen, we've got a new face. That's another friend of mine called Dave. And we'll get to you in a minute if you don't mind, Dave. But firstly, we're going to literally cover... Oh, I can't even talk about it. It's really
doing my head. Cover myself in tears.
Tears is the right word. The game at Bournemouth last night. What do you make of it, Mataro? Because I am shattered.
What do I make of it? That's a shite in the end of it.
Well, can I just say that when you look at the game and you're 3-0 up and you're sitting there and you're thinking, this is a really important game for us. We're not going to lose from here. And then I think back to times when I've been at Kenilworth Road, and one in particular, we were 3-0 up against Wrexham once and we lost 4-3. We were 3-0 up against Swansea and we drew 3-3. I didn't think we'd get that far, but second half, we looked completely shot.
Well, I mean, so you don't get it wrong. The first half, I didn't think we played amazingly well, but, you know, we managed to get three shots on target.
Well, that's the point. We didn't play amazingly well, but we took our chance. And the three goals we scored were quite quality, right?
Oh, they're brilliant goals.
Yeah.
All of them.
All of the goals are brilliant. And to the same extent, second half, we got found out big time.
Yeah, this is it. But the thing is that, Dave, we could have easily, you know, conceded two in the first half as well. Realistically, I think Kaminski made a really good save, didn't he? Was it like halfway, midway through the first half, I believe? And, you know, look, the thing is, Bournemouth were in control of the game, obviously, until the game was taken away from him at 3-0, 2 or 3-0. Then
when you score 45 plus 1, you're thinking we're going on, we're pushing this through.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
To be honest, Barkley's strike deserved an England call-up alone, let alone anything else. And you're on it. And at this point, you think, surely at this level, we're not going to let this go. Second half was a different thing. Hashi, sadly, was wrong. He's a £2 million right back, and we played him at left centre back.
This is a right wing back as well at that.
And so you can't blame him, but he was off the case. Injuries, you can blame all the injuries, but, you know, Bournemouth came out of second half.
They looked very, very tired. They looked drained.
We looked tired and drained, which... I would assume at this moment Dave might be smiling, but the rest of it is a little bit gutting, isn't it? And there was one point last night, I mean, I don't want to talk about it. That's how badly I think it was, the end result. I don't want to talk about it, but we're here really. Because at one point last night, the score that we had at 3-0 meant that if we beat Nottingham Forest at the weekend, there'd be a 9-point gap.
Yeah.
And now there's potentially, if we beat Nottingham Forest, and that's a big if, we beat Nottingham Forest, and they have a 6-point deduction, as people are thinking, it's only 6-point gap.
Yeah.
And, you know, within 2 weeks...
It's quite a big gap, though, to be fair, 6 points.
Within 2 weeks, that gap could go, because we've got Manchester City, we've got Arsenal, and we've got Tottenham. And the reason we've got Dave on, Dave Asprey, lovely guy, he's a Nottingham Forest fan. He's come on to give his opinion. Dave, were you thinking that last night when Luton were 3-0 up, this could be a real big problem for Forest?
Absolutely, Dave, yeah. I guess, you know, you guys went on a roller coaster last night and you went in one direction and our roller coaster went in the opposite direction. I was incredibly despondent at half time. You know, it was kind of like the world was tumbling in on us. And then I kind of, there's a Facebook Messenger group that I'm on with some of the guys I know, and we were all very, very despondent. And you hear that Andoni Iraola sends them out early for the second half. They showed Luton in the tunnel at halftime last night, which is quite interesting. Luton were incredibly relaxed. They looked like they were in a great frame of mind. And then just the vicissitudes of life, just when you think you've got this thing cracked, the cracks open beneath your feet. And it's just astonishing, really. I think it might actually be the most astonishing football match of the whole season, really. But we were very, very sort of gloomy, certainly at half time. You know, people were going, you know, Luton are a goal up, then it's two, and then there's like three, and you kind of have the, you know, the wow emojis that are coming out.
Yeah.
And then the wow emojis came out in the second half, and it's just taking all of our, you know, club partisanship out of it. It's what makes it the greatest sport on earth. You know, whether you're elated or if you're suffering, I mean, you know, last night was just astonishing, really. What Iraola said to Bournemouth, I do not know. How Rob now picks your lads up from the weekend, I think, is the crucial element going into this match at the weekend. We ourselves are not in a great shape. I was very disappointed at Brighton. It was unbelievably passive for a team I imagined would be the most angry team in the country after what had happened against Liverpool, where we actually played some really good football. And there was all this talk about referees, as there was at the weekend. I thought we would see some kind of, you know, sense of injustice reaction from Forest, and we didn't get any of that. A team that had lost 4-0 in the week beat us quite comfortably, really, more comfortably than the 1-0 suggests, and we've got our own issues. What I would say about Luton, from my own feeling, and some of my sort of Forest compatriots, is that maybe in the fullness of time, it isn't Luton Town that Forest are in direct competition with to stay up. I think it might be more so Everton. Because in the background, while, you know, you guys had an unbelievably difficult night in the end last night, Everton haven't won for 11. And wow. Everton are similar to us in that they're highly likely to get a points deduction. I mean, as you know, Dave, from 12th Manor, I'm resigned to 6 points for Forest.
Yeah.
Everton, I think, I've had some given back, but that which was given back, I think, will be taken away. So I think when the points deductions are in place, I think it's a fight personally between Everton and Forest not to go down. I mean, Luton really have actually played some really good football. I know they haven't won for a while, but they've played great football. And I just think they've been more vibrant than us. And I don't think they take it for granted like we do, you know?
I was about to jump in there. I know, obviously, what you're saying. Obviously, I personally agree, obviously, not being biased, obviously, towards Luton, obviously. But, you know, we do play good football. We look like we're up for the fight, but the only thing that's killing us right now, I believe we have 13 players out injured, first team players.
Yeah.
And it's killing us. We can't keep, you know, you go to the end of the season with key players like Ali Bio out, Lekonga, Bell's now out for the season.
Osho,
you know, all these boys, Anderson long term again. And it just seems every single week we get like, you know, a complication that arises and you think, okay, how are we going to deal with this? We have dealt with it. I mean, last night, let's say 3-0, and you're in dreamland, didn't we, really? But you knew, you could see that the fact that we were
This is not just about last night for me. Against Aston Villa, we gave away a silly goal at the end.
Really
silly goal. We did a smash and grab at Crystal Palace. We deserved a point out of that. I thought, you know, Palace had so many shots, but not that many on target. Dreadful game, but you get a 96-minute winner. It's good to be there when that happens. And last night was a good old kick in the teeth.
Oh, honestly.
Yeah. What I'd say you talked about Luton's injury problem. And what Luton are going through is so, there are so many parallels with what we went through last year. You know, our injury list last year was pretty horrific at times. But then again, everybody say, well, you signed 4,000.
I was about to say the same thing.
You know, we didn't have a place to run when it came to that. But what I will say about Saturday, and this is a strong view I've had, is that of the two teams, if you lay the two teams out on the table, Luton Town, to me, have the most crucial player that will take place, that will participate in that game, and that is Ross Barkley, who I think is Ross has been fantastic this season. He's verging on the signing of the season for me. He can run a game. Yeah. I don't believe Forest have a player that can run a game like Ross can. So I think if Ross were missing Saturday and I were a Luton Town fan, and I always think it's important to put yourself in somebody else's shoes, I would be slightly worried, but I think Ross Barkley is playing so well. He, to me, is the man that Forest have to look out for.
Are Forest fans genuinely worried about coming to Kenilworth Road on Saturday? Given how, look how we ended up at your guys at City Ground. You know, we snatched that one too, didn't we? Let's be fair.
Yeah.
I thought Nottingham Forest that day play some really good football.
Yeah, especially first
70
half.
70 minutes, Dave.
Yeah, and then, you know, we got back in it, and we got back in it at the very end, which was, again, it was a nice day out for us. But and a good away point, a really good away point, against someone who may have been our targets in the first part of the season.
Yeah, yeah.
Quite at this moment now, do Forest come to Kenilworth Road thinking, well, I've just watched Luton capitulate against Bournemouth. Surely, you know, we might find the season we expected a week ago.
I think, Dave, it depends on the flavour of your view towards the game. If you're optimistic, you can think to yourself, Luton have just had one almighty blow to the crown jewels. And if Forest are good enough to take advantage of that, this is why I say Luton's mental equilibrium after last night is crucial to the match. If Luton wallow in what happened last night, and Forest somehow kind of say, right, well, Brighton wasn't good enough, then Forest can have some optimism. But the problem is at the moment, you know, I had people last night saying to me to keep the faith. Forest aren't generating enough hard evidence for me to sort of cultivate faith. And so I think, me personally, I walked out of the Amex on Sunday, and our away support on Sunday at the Amex was as, what's the word, as uninspired and as quiet as I can remember it. We have a great away following. You know, everybody loves the Nottingham Forest tricky army coming to their ground because we make a lot of noise. But at the Amex on Sunday, there was a lot of like, we've come all this way, we've spent all this money, we've invested this emotion and time, and we've not had much for our money. And I heard a lot of people walking out the Amex saying, if we play like this at the Kenny next week, because the Kenny, whatever happens, what you can guarantee is that the Kenny will be a cauldron. The Luton Town fans will make it a cauldron. Because the truth of the matter is, and both teams have to understand this, it's effectively a playoff game.
Yeah, yeah, I say that totally. It's a massive, massive game. And
absolutely.
When you think back to when Nottingham Forest were going for promotion, the year they got promoted, you know, and you come to... of that massive run when Steve Cooper was in charge, and you've gone from bottom of the table to, you know, practically top of the table, and you come to our place, and a win, I think win would have maybe secured your, I think at that point, you know, we were chasing, but you guys came, and we got a 1-0, didn't we? Mm-hmm. We got a 1-0, and maybe even, I might use the word controversial, 1-0. However, having said that, I mean, that day, It was electric at Kenilworth Road. It was electric. Yeah. I'm expecting the same. It's a chance for revenge for Nottingham Forest, Dave, isn't it?
It is, Dave. You know, the trouble is, I wish I could be confident that Forest have got the structure in place, and I'd like to see some anger. I mean, all week after the Liverpool game leading up to Brighton, I kind of thought, you know, there's all this talk about referees. There's like the owner on the pitch wandering down the tunnel after a referee, which personally I think is deeply undignified and unedifying. I will not have that. Yeah. You know, I mean, my view is referees are right even when they're wrong. It's like the chance card in Monopoly. You turn it over and you play what you're given. Yeah. I don't care about referees. I will never attack a referee. I cannot be doing with it. And, you know, so I kind of expected. I wanted Nuno behind closed doors to stick a chip on Forrest's shoulder and then go and take it to Brighton. We saw none of that. It was pretty limpid stuff, really. Now, I hope he's saying to them, I know what I'd be saying. I'd be saying, that lot in there on Saturday, they are the team with least expectation in this league. That's what they're making as their great motivational tool. And if you walk into the Kenny and you're not ready for it, Forest are in big trouble. I just feel sometimes Forest just bimble along and don't really take account of their surroundings, and they have to do that on Saturday because, I mean, the Luton fans, because they're enjoying this first season syndrome, if you like, will say, okay, Bournemouth was terrible, Bournemouth was hurtful, very, and painful, very. And they will. I have every faith that the Luton Town fans will throw the emotional kitchen sink at that pitch and at Nottingham Forest to try and put them off. Do I have the same faith that Forest are mentally robust enough to withstand it at the moment? No. Forest have to show me something different. So I can't, you know me, Dave, and Taro's learning now. I never go on a show, and just because I love Nottingham Forest means I'm going to say they're going to, everything's going to go fine. I have to look objectively. Mm-hmm. If personally, I take a point now, because I do think it is, it's kind of set up for Luton. You know what I mean? It's because whether we like it or not, and this is no disrespect to Luton Town, who I think have done incredible. It's one of the great footballing miracles that Luton Town have wrought from where they were to where they are now. I am astonished by it, and I love Luton Town. I love Rob Edwards, and I love what Gary Sweet does at that club, right? But really, Nottingham Forest, as dual European Cup winners with our great history, should be more established in this league than we are at the moment. And I think it's who decides on the day that they're the big underdogs. Now, as far as I'm concerned, Forest are the underdogs because of the away, you know, the home advantage. But it's a fascinating game psychologically, I think.
What I was going to touch on there was, obviously you said about you should be doing a lot better. Obviously, I think you should be as well. Obviously, the players you signed as well, you signed obviously like Elanga, you know, come with a good pedigree and whatever else. And I can't remember the guy in midfield now. But anyway, you've got a few players. I mean, even Chris Wood, to be fair. I quite like him. I think he's a good player, solid target man, and whatever else. But you've got players in there. You had one player. I don't know if he's still there. Is it Renan Lodi? Is he gone?
He went to Marseille.
Oh, right. I was going to say
after a very slow start, he was excellent for us, but then he's ended up going to Marseille. I mean, it's just this turnover. What I would say, and I think the same applies for Luton if they stay up. There's a blueprint. My blueprint is that Brighton and Hove Albion, who are now established, their first four seasons in the Premier League were 15th, 17th, 15th and 16th. They clung on for 4 years. Mm. And then all of a sudden, just by a kind of an organic process, they became established. They started picking up wins. And it's almost like you have to pay your dues. And for us, I don't like the turnover of players and the constant changing. I want us to have a settled side and an identity. We're still fighting for that. And I do think Luton have got an identity because their reaction to some of the actually scandalous things that were said about them at the start of the season, you know, by certain pundits, Luton have taken that and built it as their armour. I don't know about Forest. I mean, I think Steve gave us more of an identity. It's almost like with Nuno, we had the bounce of beating Newcastle away and Manchester United home, which you kind of thought, well, maybe we will stay up. And it's just petered out a little. So, as for us, I really don't know, but I think the Forest fans are not coming to the Kenny, or the ones that will be there will not be coming with a great excess of optimism.
Dave, I know we both got to go somewhere else in a moment, so what's your thoughts on the result? Do you really think that you're going to get a positive result on Saturday? Because I'm hoping that Luton bounce back. I hope Luton get a 2-0 or a 3-0 or... But I can't see it like that. I think it's going to be a very, very tight game. It might be a one-goal game or a no-goal game. We haven't had one of those, have we? So do you think Nottingham Forest have got enough there to turn us over?
Based on what I saw against Liverpool, maybe. Based on the evidence presented to me, my lud, at the Amex, no, I don't. And it's funny, last night, one went from one end of the spectrum right to the other. So at half time, we were all like, oh, that's us done on Saturday. We'll get buried, right? I was kind of thinking Luton 4 or 5, Forest 0. And then you kind of get to the end of the game and you scratch your head because that's what football does to us as human beings. And you think, well, maybe, but I actually think, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's our biggest game since the playoff final against Huddersfield, without a shadow of a doubt, right? And I actually think it might be Luton's biggest game since their playoff final. So we're coming at it, you know, in the same way, but from different angles. A 0-0 would not surprise me at all.
I genuinely feel... So sorry, I jumped in there, she's still speaking. What I was about to say was, I genuinely feel if we don't win Saturday, I think that could be curtains for us, I'll be honest.
Well,
I wouldn't say that, Matoro, because...
Maybe the points deduction might play effect, but that's the only thing. But depending on what happens with that, it could be, I don't know. Just feeling a bit, I'm usually quite positive, but you know, the last sort of like couple of games with all the injuries, it's not because we're playing bad or anything like that. It's just the injuries and everything that's going on around that.
How would you lads feel if you'd gone straight from Palace to Forest and taken the Bournemouth game out? How would you guys feel then?
Well, I would have been a little bit more positive because I think without the defeat at Bournemouth, it's not the defeat at Bournemouth because you know what? If we'd have lost 1-0 or 2-1 or it had been a 1-1, 2-1, 3-1, 4-3, yeah. that sort of thing, you come away with positivity. The problem is we absolutely spanked a 3-0 lead and that's yeah. the issue. And we don't know how the players are going to react.
I did feel, sorry to jump in, I did feel when I saw Rob do his interview after the game, and I always like listening to Rob, I just felt he looked a bit shell-shocked. I actually feel in his interview, when the interview was directed towards talking about Tom and Tom's health and his baby and all this kind of stuff, Rob was glad to get onto that subject and get away from the game. And I really felt for Rob last night because, I mean, as I say, I've always had the greatest regard for Rob Edwards for the way he conducted himself at Wembley and obviously at Dean Court early in the season. But he just looked... I really felt for him last night, you know what I mean? And I'm not one of these predatory guys. Oh, great, Edwards is having a bad night, so Forrest will take advantage, you know. But I just, he did look shell-shocked, and he's only got a sort of a 72-hour turnaround.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, if you win on Saturday, and I do think it's an even game, it's a hard one to call, then I think it might be, you know, a defining moment in Rob Edwards's career as a manager and his time at Luton, you know. Wow. So like I say, if you'd asked me at half time last night, I'd have said 4-0 Luton on Saturday. At the end of the game, I just ran away, watched some Doctor Who, and thought I'm not even thinking about Saturday, you know what I mean?
Well, Saturday's coming thick and fast. So, thanks for coming on, Dave.
My pleasure. I know we've got to go somewhere. Great to see you both.
I genuinely hope you have a good day out. Obviously, I'd love to meet you at the stadium.
Yes, well, I'll do my best, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm waiting. I mean, putting the game aside to go in, it'll be my first time at the Kenny, and I want to do knock and run on the doors either side of the Oak Road entrance. And then knock on the door, Mrs. Smith one side, Mrs. Jones the other, and then run into the ground, you know what I mean? So I'm really looking forward to
You'll definitely
in.
Get caught. Especially around there.
Yeah, and stay standing there now, David. So you have to stand up the whole time. It'll be brilliant.
Yeah.
I hope it's a great game. With respect, I hope you don't win.
Yeah, and exactly.
maybe we have a post-match conversation. But
absolutely.
Thanks for coming on. For everybody else watching on YouTube and listening, please like and leave your messages and subscribe. It'll all be great. And we'll see you all again next time.